Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
It's starting. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
There's a fire burning, my heart is glowing, Islam is flowing in the city of peace.
Madina Tayyiba, Muhammad Mustafa, Imam al-Anbiya in the city of peace.
There's a fire burning, green domes are glowing, Zamzam is flowing in the city of peace.
Madina Tayyiba, Muhammad Mustafa, Imam al-Anbiya in the city of peace. There's a fire burning, cool breeze are blowing, Durood is snowing in the city of peace.
Madina Tayyiba, Muhammad Mustafa, Imam al-Anbiya in the city of peace. There's a fire burning, Islam is growing, Iman is spreading from the city of peace.
Madina Tayyiba, Muhammad Mustafa, Imam al-Anbiya in the city of peace.
My butterflies, this year Ramadan, we'll be doing programs from Durban schools. We'll have the children reading us stories, we'll read stories to the little butterflies, and a special guest appearance, inshallah, from our special bird friend. Do you remember who he is? I'm not going to give you any more details, but for now, let's go listen to some of the stories that were prepared by the Durban butterflies. If you'd like us to be at your school next year, inshallah, then don't forget to send us your details. Call us at the station. I'd love to hear from you.
In the city of peace, Rasulullah, Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabi'ullah,
Medina, Tayyiba. There's a fire burning, my heart is glowing, Islam is flowing in the city of peace.
Madina Tayyiba, Muhammad Mustafa, Imam al-Anbiya in the city of peace.
There's a fire burning, green domes are glowing,
Zamzam is flowing
in the city of peace.
Madina Tayyiba, Muhammad Mustafa, Imam al-Anbiya
in the city of peace.
There's a fire
burning,
cool breeze are blowing,
Durood is snowing
in the city of peace.
Madina Tayyiba, Muhammad Mustafa, Imam al-Anbiya
in the city of peace. Fire burning, cool breeze are blowing, Durood is snowing in the city of peace.
Today, children, we're at Wonder Kids Primary School. We're so excited to be here. I want to talk to the little butterflies. Let's talk to them now. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And what's your name?
Ahmed.
Ahmed, how old are you?
9.
MashaAllah. And you go to Wonder Kids Primary School. Do you enjoy it?
Yes.
You do. Alhamdulillah. And tell me, Ahmed, did you fast last year?
Yes.
How many did you keep?
Waltaji.
You kept all, alhamdulillah. And are you keeping all this year as well?
Yes.
Inshallah. Tell me, Ahmed, what story do you have for us today?
I have Proud Red Rose.
The Proud Red Rose. Okay, go ahead.
Proud Red Rose. One beautiful spring day, a red rose blossomed in a forest. Many kinds of trees and plants grew there. As the rose looked around, a pine tree nearby said, "What a beautiful flower! I wish that I was lovely like that." Another tree said, "Dear pine, do not be sad. We cannot have everything." The rose turned its head and remarked, "It seems that I am the most beautiful plant in this forest." A sunflower raised its yellow head and asked, "Why do you say that? In this forest there are many beautiful plants. You are just one of them." The red rose replied, "I see everyone looking at me and admiring me." Then the red rose looked at the cactus and said, "Look at that ugly plant full of thorns." The pine tree said, "Red rose, what kind of talk is this? Who can say what beauty is? You have thorns too." The proud red rose looked angrily at the pine and said, "I thought you had a good taste. You do not know what beauty is at all. You cannot compare my thorns to that of the cactus." "What a proud flower," thought the trees. The rose tried to move its roots away from the cactus, but it could not move. As the days passed, the red rose would look at the cactus and say insulting things like, "This plant is useless. How sorry am I to be his neighbor." The cactus never got upset and he never tried to advise the rose, saying, "God did not create any form of life without a purpose." Spring passed and the weather became very warm. Life became difficult in the forest. As the plants and animals needed water and no rain fell, the red rose began to work. One day, the rose saw sparrows sticking their beaks into the cactus and flying away, refreshed. This was puzzling, and the red rose asked the pine tree what the birds were doing. The pine tree explained that the birds got water from the cactus. "Does it hurt when they make holes?" asked the rose. "Yes, but the cactus does not like to see any bird suffer," replied the pine. The rose opened its eyes and wondered and said, "The cactus has water?" "Yes, you can also drink from it. The sparrow can bring you water if you ask the cactus for help." The red rose felt too ashamed of its past words and behavior to ask for water from the cactus. But finally, it asked the cactus for help. The cactus kindly agreed, and the birds filled their beaks with water and watered the rose's roots. Thus, the rose learned a lesson and never judged anyone by their appearance again.
Mashallah, what a beautiful story. Did you learn a lesson from the story?
Yes.
And what was the lesson you learned?
Do not judge people from their looks.
Exactly, and never have pride. I love that story, and I'm sure all the little butterflies learn from that story too. Jazakallah, Ahmed. Let's talk to some other butterflies, but first let's go for a quick break.
کہ اے مسافر منزل تیری قبر ہے تے کر رہا ہے جو تو دو دن کا یہ سفر ہے دنیا کے اے مسافر جب سے بنی ہے دنیا لاکھوں کروڑ آئے باقی رہا نہ کوئی مٹی میں سب سمائے اس بات کو نہ بھولو سب کا یہی حشر ہے دنیا کے اے مسافر دنیا کے اے مسافر منزل تیری قبر ہے تے کر رہا ہے جو تو دو دن کا یہ سفر ہے دنیا کے اے مسافر یہ عالی شان بنگلے وہاں کا مکان نہیں ہے مخمل میں سونے والے مٹی میں سو رہے ہیں دو گز زمین کا ٹکرا مٹی کا تیرا گھر ہے دنیا کے اے مسافر دنیا کے اے مسافر منزل تیری قبر ہے تے کر رہا ہے جو تو دو دن کا یہ سفر ہے دنیا کے اے مسافر
السلام علیکم
وعلیکم السلام
and what's your name
ریاض
ریاض how old are you
I'm 9 years old
MashaAllah and which school do you go to
Wonder Kids
you also go to Wonder Kids Alhamdulillah and do you enjoy school
yes which part of school is your favorite
sports sports wow I'm sure you're pretty good at it too did you fast last year Ramadan
yes
how many did you keep
30.
You kept 30. Wow, mashallah. And how many are you going to be keeping this year?
All,
inshallah. Okay, my sweetheart, what's your story called?
The Greedy Boy.
Okay, go ahead.
There lived twin brothers called Sam and Tom. They were identical twins. Even their mother found it too hard to tell the difference between them. However, they were like two poles when it comes to everything other than their appearance. They neither agree with anything nor do they share even one single trait. Sam had no friends, whereas for Tom, the world was friendship. Sam loved sweets and Tom liked to eat spicy foods. Sammy was mommy's pet and Tom was daddy's pet. While Sam was generous, Tom was greedy. As they grew up, their father wanted to share his fortune equally. However, Tom did not agree and he argued that whoever is more intelligent and strong will gain higher share of wealth than other. Sam agreed. Their father decided to organize a competition between the two. And they ordered the two sons to walk as long as they can in and they should return home before sunset. Whoever covers the longer distance and returns home before sunset will get huge amount of wealth proportion to the distance they covered. They did not carry a watch to calculate time. Both started to walk a long way during a sunny day. Sam walked slowly and steadily, while Tom argued to win over Sam, started to run instantly. The distance they covered until mid-noon will be equal to the distance they would reach home before sunset. It was mid-noon and Sam decided to return back as he could reach home on time. However, Tom, with his greediness to earn more wealth, did not turn his way back home even after mid-noon. He walked 2 times a longer distance than what Sam covered and decided to return back before the sunset. He argued to return home and sun turn orange in the evening. Unfortunately, he could not even make it halfway to home and the moon rises. He lost the race and was defeated because of greediness. Greediness will make you lose everything.
That's so true, MashaAllah, and I love the story. Tell me, my angel, what did you learn from the story?
I learned that if you be greedy, you will lose everything.
That's so true. If you're greedy, you lose everything. But if you're kind and if you're generous and if you share with everybody and if you only take what you can manage, then inshallah you'll be successful. Remember children, especially in the month of Ramadan, it's good to give charity and to be kind and generous, because for that Allah will give you an extra reward. Are you doing that?
Yes.
Inshallah. Jazakallah. Let's go for a quick break.
Didn't you tell me, Abba, that lying is haram? And those who lie, Allah gets very upset with them. The liar can't sleep peacefully, and people go away from them. Upper telephone.
Tell him I'm not home.
Upper telephone.
How? Tell him I'm not home.
Upper say I must say that he's not home. La 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 la.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam. We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.